From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Charleston Home and Outdoor Living Festival, the Charleston Fall Home Show, CharlestonHomeAndDesign.com, and TryAnInteriorDesigner.com, this is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. I'm Michael Blaze with Five Star Real Estate, and this is Talking About a Home.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. With the kids jingle belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer. It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Good afternoon. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. That was It's the Most Wonderful Time of the Year by Andy Williams, in addition to the great Chris Isaacs talking about a home. And special thanks to our show producer, Christine Sinanen, for coming up with today's home theme song. Well, in addition to our radio show talking about a home, we also published Charleston Home and Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence in Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the three custom home shows we organize: the Charleston Home and Design Show, which takes place every January, Charleston's only open-air home show, the Charleston Home and Outdoor Living Festival, which takes place every April at Volvo Car Stadium on Daniel Island, and the Charleston Fall Home Show, which happens every August, also at the Gilliard Center in downtown Charleston. Well, today we've got a great show lined up for you. Today's radio show is coming to you from Real Deal Countertops in Somerville, and we'll be talking to Robert Porter with Real Deal Countertops. Also, Linda Lambert with AMSCO Lighting, and they're a lighting manufacturer that's located in the Charleston area, in Somerville, in fact. And they sell lighting to lighting retailers all over the country, and actually all over the world. And you can buy their lighting directly from them and save that retail markup. Also, we'll be talking with Kelly Magnum with Strathmore Cabinets Design, Floors, and Paint, Brian Bogla with Ultimate Gutter Guard, and also Livia Sousa with The Flooring Factory. Well, I did mention the Charleston Home and Design Show. It's coming up January 26th through the 28th at the Gilliard Center downtown. And boy, we've got one of our best shows we've ever planned, ready to go, at the last weekend in January, and got a lot of good stuff. For example, we've got a number of keynote speakers that we've invited, including the builder and also the architect that you'll see on This Old House. As the PBS show, This Old House visits Charleston for the very first time. They've been in Charleston this past fall, filming the renovation of a home on Hazel Street in downtown Charleston that was built in the 1800s. And we've invited Mark Regal Buto, who is the builder of involved with this old house project. His company is Renew Urban Charleston, and also architect Bill Huey of Bill Huey and Associates, and the two of them are going to be sharing their insights and talking about what it was like to work with Kevin O'Connor and Tom Silva from This Old House. And these two locals, Mark Regal Buto and Bill Huey, you'll see them on This Old House when it premieres from Charleston in April of 2018. But you get to hear what it was like and see. They're going to have a nice slideshow going to really take you inside the project, so you'll be able to hear about this project that this old house came to Charleston for. Before anyone else in the country at the Charleston Home and Design Show, January 26th through the 28th. And if you want more information, you can go to charlestonhomeanddesignshow.com, charlestonhomeanddesignshow.com. And it's going to be a great show. I know everybody has a project come January. You don't really want to talk about it now, but it's like as soon as the new year hits, boom, you're ready to go, and you definitely want to come to the Charleston Home and Design Show January 26th through the 28th and meet all the professionals necessary to make your project great. Have a good weekend. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. Today's radio show is coming to you from Real Deal Countertops, located at 818 Central Avenue in Somerville, and we're very proud to have Real Deal Countertops as one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show coming up January 26th through the 28th at the Gilliard Center in downtown Charleston. And now we're talking with Robert Porter with Real Deal Countertops. How you doing, Robert?
Good, Tim. How you doing today?
Good. First of all, thank you for hosting today's radio show, and take a moment and tell everybody about Real Deal Countertops.
All right. Well, secondly, thank you guys for coming in and letting us be the host here today. Real Deal is a family-owned local business here in Somerville. Been here for about 6 years. Everything's done in-house. We do custom fabrication, installation, import directly from Brazil into here. So bathrooms, kitchens, tub surrounds, outdoor kitchens. If it has a countertop, and then even if it's a custom, we can do it.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. So Real Deal Countertops, you folks are known as fabricators.
Correct. Yeah. That is our bread and butter. We are fabricators. So we do the fabrication side as far as getting the stone ready, as well as the installation. But we also are a little different from our fabricators, where we import directly as well.
Right.
So, which allows us to have our own stone on site for you to view.
Mm-hmm. So that's true. And usually, when someone is working with the fabricator, and maybe they're looking at some small samples in their shop, picking out the countertops, you folks are the ones that go out and measure the kitchen and figure out exactly how many square feet will go into a counter, but ultimately you'll send them to one of the wholesalers in town, one of the natural stone wholesalers, to actually pick out the slab that will be cut.
Correct. That's the way most fabricators do run. We here at Real Deal, we actually have an 8,000 square foot warehouse full of stone. We recently just brought in 6 containers, so we have lots and lots of variations of colors, and lots of the white and grays, browns, lots of the exotics. So large selection to choose from here on site. So you're not just looking at samples, you're actually looking at the full slab.
Right.
It kind of gives you an idea. So you can come in, you can see the showroom, see the different types of sinks that we carry, the different types of edging, walk through our production where you see our CNC equipment. Everything's very state-of-the-art. And then, like I said, here back in, we have the 8,000 square foot warehouse that's side to side, front to back, full of stone.
Mm-hmm. How many slabs can you fit into into 6 containers, shipping containers?
Wow, it's not something I'm really sure off the top of my head, but it's a ton that comes in just one container. I'd say between the 6 containers we brought in, there's about 7 to a bundle. I mean, easily there's over 500 slabs out there.
Oh, my goodness.
Just on what we've recently
brought
in. You
must need, like, a special forklift to...
Well, actually, we bring the crane in. We have the 18-wheelers come in. They drop off the containers. We remove the tops. And then we bring the cranes in, set them up, and we grab them out, just like how they do it at the quarries, and set them to the side. And then from there, we use our forklift to move them indoors.
Right. And the family that owns Real Deal Countertops, the Ketevezes, is that right? Yes.
Mm-hmm. They're from Brazil originally.
They are, and that's where we have our little bit of insight. They actually go over to Brazil, hand select these stones, walk the quarries, make sure we're getting a certain type of quality. And then we're bringing things in different, you know, kind of going back to what we were talking about with the other fabricators, sending people out to our local stone distributors. Everybody kind of has the same thing. Mm-hmm. Whereas to, for instance, Fantasy Brown's a very popular stone. The Shadowstorm is a popular stone. I get people on a daily basis walk in and say, I've been to three other places. I've not seen this Fantasy Brown or I've not seen this Shadowstorm. And it's correct because we buy from different quarries.
Gotcha. So a Real Deal Countertops, the owners have got relationships with the quarries in Brazil. You've negotiated good pricing.
Exactly.
And so that ultimately trickles down to the customer and saves customer money.
Exactly, Tim. So, you know, the fact that we're buying wholesale, we're buying direct, you know, we can pass that savings that we're getting right on down to our clients.
Mm-hmm. You know, people may not realize how affordable granite or natural stone countertops really are. Now, there are some of the more exotic stones that can be pretty mm-hmm. pricey, but you know, you can put if an average count of average kitchen has about 60 square
about 60 square foot is a good average size kitchen.
60
yeah.
square feet mm-hmm. of countertop space. What would be like a lower end or a budget friendly like an Ubatuba?
Yeah, Ubatuba, Santa Cecilia, Ornamental, New Caledonia, White Dallas. We carry about 6 to 7 different level ones is what we call them. And let me emphasize on that a little bit. Some people think level one, oh, it can't be that good. You know, it's all based on availability. Mm-hmm. So the things that are more abundant, you know, just like with jewelry or wood or anything like that, the rarer it is, mm-hmm. the higher price it is. You know, right. So it has nothing to do with, oh, this is a level one, so it must not be as durable as the 3 or 4. In some cases, the more exotic ones can kind of be a bit more of a pain to work with due to the cracks and fissures. And, you know, there's things that make it the exotic.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. So what would be like a level one stone here if on a cost per square foot?
You know, level one, you're looking at about $40 a square foot installed.
Installed.
Yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm. So $40 a square foot times 60 square feet, that's like $2,400.
Exactly. That's a lot of people are under, you know, they, I guess from, they haven't realized the affordability that's really right. come into with the countertops now.
Probably because the real estate agents, whenever they're advertising a property, if it has granite countertops, that's like one of the first things that they'll.
Oh, absolutely! And we work with a lot of realtors who, from a sales point, you know, tell their clients, you know, hey, especially nowadays, if you know, with the market being where it is, if you own your home and you're trying to compete with these newer homes that are being built right down the street. You know, they're putting the granite in there. You know, they're having the natural stone options during the purchase. Mm-hmm. But it's kind of a no-brainer when it comes to it. You figure, let's just say a $3,000 investment could easily render a $6,000 appraisal added to the home.
Right,
you
right.
know, so it's definitely from both standpoints, whether you want to, you know, if you're living in the home, you want to upgrade, you want to enjoy it yourself, or you're looking to use this as a, you know, an investment to better off, you know, whether it be selling quickly or, you know, getting that number that you want to get mm-hmm. on the house.
How are there any issues with the granite countertops or natural stone countertops, how they hold up over time? I mean, we've had our granite countertops for going on 10 years and
it's durable as it can be.
Haven't seen any cracks
yeah.
or anything like that.
As long as you're not, you know, standing, jumping on them, walking around on the sinks, believe it or not, I mean, granite's a pretty dense stone. Mm-hmm. So it actually takes a lot to damage it, so to say. As far as a staining or anything like that goes, you know, just be cautious of what you're doing. You know, keep it sealed. You want to seal it once a year. Very simple process. You can do it yourself at home. But if you spill something on it, you know, wipe it up right away. You know, mm-hmm. of course, if you let something sit on it, you know.
And sealing is it's like a spray that
yeah it's like a spray or like a liquid
you want to like wiping
exactly
with Windex or something
pretty much you clear off your countertops, wipe them down, you know, just kind of dust them off, then kind of generously pour the stuff on, wipe it in, let it sit for 30-45 minutes, come back, give it a little buff, and you're good. And the easiest way to tell about when it's time to seal, condensation. So kind of like wax on a car, you sit your glass down on the countertop. You pick it up, you know, you're going to have your little condensation ring. Now, if you notice, you come back 30 minutes later, and that condensation ring's still in, that it's beginning to penetrate into the stone, it's kind of a good rule of thumb to say, hey, you know, it's time to seal it again.
Mm-hmm. Marble-looking stone in the kitchen is very, very popular right now.
It is, yes.
But a lot of times people don't want to put marble in the counter and in the kitchen because if you make a mistake and put a wine glass down, and it can stain.
And that's where the quartz, the man-made product, has really made a lot of strides in the last few years. They've done a really good job mirroring that natural stone look, so where people can get that white Carrera, that Statuario, the Botticino, those classic marble looks in a non-porous material. Mm-hmm. So, you know, those concerns with the etching and the staining and stuff are pretty much non-existent at that time.
Interesting. I know that you're not at liberty to mention this right now, but Real Deal Countertops is going to be having some very, very good end-of-year promotions coming up, right?
That's right, Tim. We've going to have something here, I would say, in the next few days, so keep an eye out on our Facebook, on our websites. But we will be having, you know, a big end-of-the-year promotion.
Nice. Yeah. Okay. Well, how can folks get more information about Real Deal Countertops, and what's the best way to reach you?
You can call us here at the office, or, we're on Facebook at realdealcountertops.com. You can reach us on the internet as well. We have a where you can go on there and actually, you know, leave us your information, and we do free in-home estimates, so we can set up something for you. Come out and get some measurements, or if you just have, you know, you want to set some time to come in, walk-ins are welcome. But, you know, we have all that on our website where you can fill out information, submit it into us, and, you know, next business day you'll get a call from one of our reps.
Very good. Well, we have been talking with Robert Porter with Real Deal Countertops, and special thanks to Real Deal Countertops for hosting today's radio show and being a sponsor of the Charleston Home and Design Show coming up January 26th through the 28th. At the Gilliard Center in downtown Charleston. Thanks so much, Robert.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and today's radio show is coming to you from Real Deal Countertops, located at 818 Central Avenue in Somerville. And now we're talking with Linda Lambert with AMSCO Lighting. How you doing, Linda?
I'm doing good.
Good. Linda, take a moment and tell everybody about AMSCO Lighting.
AMSCO Lighting has been in business since 1975. Mm-hmm. It originated in New Jersey, and Mr. Bob, our boss, moved it to Somerville in 2001. Mm-hmm. And we have been out by the Somerville County Airport ever since then. We do most of all of our work right there on the premises. If you want to come out and see us, you're more than welcome. Mm-hmm. We do have a display up in the office, so you can come see our mirrors, our whole mural line. Our Alineas, which has been a product that's been on our line since the 80s, which has a Lunestra bulb, which is a long cylindrical bulb that has been around forever.
Mm-hmm.
But the laws had changed to where you couldn't get it in incandescent anymore, so we have turned it into an LED.
Mm-hmm.
You still get the same type of light, the same coverage, and we've added a new line to our Alineas. Mm-hmm. We have one that's recessed, that you can literally recess it into your wall, so you have it looks like a floating bulb on your wall.
Oh, neat. Interesting. So let's back up for a second, Linda. AMSCO Lighting, you folks manufacture lighting fixtures right here in the Charleston area in Somerville.
Yes, we do.
And about how many employees does AMSCO Lighting have?
We only have 10.
10, okay.
But out of the 10 of us, we do a lot of work.
Yeah.
We produce a lot of product. Our light fixtures, our light backlit mirrors are made right there on the premises.
Uh-huh. And can people visit AMSCO Lighting here in Somerville and purchase your products right from you?
Yes, they can.
Oh, interesting. But primarily AMSCO Lighting sells to other retailers throughout the world, right?
Yes.
Gotcha. So lighting showrooms, like name a few cities that have AMSCO Lighting light fixtures in their showrooms.
We have a lot in New York.
Uh-huh.
We have a lot in California. Believe it or not, we have a lot of movie studios that buy our lighting fixtures and our light bulbs. Mm-hmm. If you have an oddball light bulb, we're a good place to check. We've got thousands of different types of lights.
Interesting.
Believe it or not, we've made many different mirrors for many stars.
Mm-hmm. Like anyone in particular?
One of them that I do remember was Kesha. I think that's her name.
Yeah, okay, the singer.
Yes.
My daughters are familiar with...
I'm not.
Kesha, I think, or I'm not quite sure.
I know she...
Kesha, yeah.
Okay, I know she has a dollar sign in her name. but yes, we did make a mirror for her dressing room.
Wow.
It was a custom mirror for
Interesting.
Her.
Interesting. Well, how lucky are we that we have a lighting manufacturer right here in Somerville? You folks are a job creator. You employ 10 people. And instead of having to go to a retailer where they're going to mark up the prices for your light fixtures, you can visit AMSCO Lighting right here in Somerville and buy these light fixtures at a discount.
Yes, you can. Buy it direct.
Interesting.
And we do custom mirrors and whatnot for people, as long as they don't go too large. Mm-hmm. But they have an oddball size or something. We can custom make to several different sizes.
Uh-huh. You know, I was thinking of AMSCO Lighting over Thanksgiving because... We were down in Orlando, and my wife and my 13-year-old daughter were talking about the bathroom mirror in the hotel and how the light was actually part of the mirror itself, so you didn't have to have any sconces on either side of the mirror, that the light was integrated into the mirror. And I was thinking about AMSCO Lighting because you folks have a mirror with a light integrated into the mirror, don't you?
We have several.
Several.
I mean, we have an entire line of different ones, and that's what I mean. We make custom. We have some that are two-striped. We have some that are... People want halo light. They just want the light around the mirror.
Mm-hmm.
We have light that is literally backlit to where it's lit all the way around the border.
Interesting. Wow. And I was thinking of you because they were kind of lobbying me, saying... We should get a mirror like this because it's so easy to see ourself in it, and ladies like to look close up at themselves in mirrors, and having that light that's built into the mirror itself is something that they really highly valued.
Yes, and it works wonderful. It really does. A lot of people have bought our mirrors for that main fact.
Mm-hmm. So the you were talking about the recessed Alinea fixture that AMSCO Lighting has. Can you kind of, I didn't quite grasp it. Can you try to paint a picture for our listeners of this is something that would be on the wall? It's not a recessed can in the ceiling.
You actually could do it in the ceiling if you preferred. But most of the time it is in the wall, especially in new construction. Because it's attached right to your stud. It's like a J-box or a junction box that you put in your wall for an outlet.
Mm-hmm.
You mount this the same way. You mount that, leaving the room for your drywall or whatever wall texture you're mm-hmm. using. And then it has a cover plate that goes over it.
Mm-hmm.
Once the cover plate is in place, you just snap your bulb in. It's hardwired. You can put it on a switch. They can also be dimmed.
So if it's recessed into the wall, how much does it illuminate?
Quite a bit.
Okay.
Because it literally looks like you have a bulb floating on your wall.
Okay.
Because you don't, it's a long cylindrical bulb.
Okay.
It's 40 inches long.
Wow.
Well, yeah, it's 40 inches. Because it's called a 40 centimeter, so it's about 40 inches long.
Uh-huh. And so it's recessed 40 inches into your...
No, it only sits... It's recessed 3 inches into the wall.
Okay.
It's... The length of the bulb is about 40 inches.
Gotcha. So the bulb is sticking out from the wall?
About an inch and a half.
Okay.
It's not a really far...
Okay.
...way that it sticks out from the wall.
Do you have photographs of this fixture on the AMSCO Lighting website?
I know they're working on it. I don't know if it's on the website, but I do have it in our display out in the showroom at the office. Mm-hmm. So if you wanted to see it, you could come see it.
Okay. All right. Good deal. What about the handicapped medicine chest that AMSCO Lighting is working on now?
We are in the process of designing a medicine chest for somebody in a wheelchair. When you open, it is also recessed. The back half of the medicine chest is recessed in order for us to accommodate the mirror to be at a tilt. Mm-hmm. It still opens, but on the inside, what makes it unique is once you open it, there's a handle for you to pull down and your shelves come to you instead of you having to use your grab stick or whatever to reach what you need in your medicine chest.
The shelves sort of kind of cascade down?
Yes, downward. They do. Okay. They cascade down and you can get your Band-Aids or your medicine or whatever and then push it back up. And
how helpful. That seems like a product that, you know, they talk about people who are maybe building their forever home, the home that they'll be in the rest of their life. And
right.
It would, you know, be, they might put an elevator into that house and to integrate a medicine chest like this, because you don't always have to pull down those shelves.
No,
it still operates as a traditional medicine.
Yes, it does. And how the whole idea came about was from my own father.
Okay.
My dad was in a wheelchair later years in life, and he would get so mad because he couldn't even get close to the medicine chest. Mm-hmm. He would have to call one of us to get something down for him. And after my dad had passed away, it's an idea that I have been kicking around for quite some time, and we're finally in the process of putting it together. I'm working on the prototype now.
Interesting.
So hope to have it by spring of next year.
Well, I can see why you don't have to have more than 10 employees at AMSCO Lighting, because it sounds like you're all contributing and have great ideas that go into development.
We do. We really do. Well, everybody puts in a hand.
Well, tell our listeners how they can visit AMSCO Lighting, where you're located, and how they can see you on the web.
We are located at 100 Lamplight Circle. It's the best place to look is look to where the Somerville County Airport is, because a lot of times our address does not show up on GPS. If you can find Flying Cloud Road, it's the road that runs beside us. If you find it, you'll find us. Mm-hmm. Because you come down Flying Cloud to Lamplight, we're the first building on your right as you're coming down. Mm-hmm. You can reach us at 843-278-0000. Or you can find us online at amsco.com.
And AMSCO is spelled?
AAMSCO.
Very good.
.com. Okay.
Well, we have been talking with Linda Lambert with AMSCO Lighting. Thanks so much, Linda.
Thank you.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and today's radio show is coming to you from Real Deal Countertops, located at 818 Central Avenue in Somerville. And now we're talking with Kelly Magnum with Strathmore Cabinets, Design, Floors, and Paint. How are you doing, Kelly?
I'm great. How are you?
Good, good. Kelly, take a moment and tell everybody about Strathmore Cabinets, Design, Floors, and Paint.
Well, we are a full-service cabinet flooring supplier. So for any of your remodeling needs, it's turnkey. So any pricing that we give you includes everything. You don't have to worry about parts and pieces. Mm-hmm. We service a lot of our big builders in town. We're proud partners with Ashton Woods with cabinetry and John Whelan Homes with cabinetry and flooring, and mm-hmm. Other builders such as Sable Homes and Front Door Communities. In addition to a couple new builders that are coming to town, Brightwater Homes is a builder out of Atlanta that we're excited to partner with as well. So actually, in addition to that, we also do custom rugs. So I'd love to have people in and look at our different options for that. Mm-hmm. And window coverings as well. We are kind of our slogan is we can do it all.
Window coverings. Now, that's not part of the Strathmore Cabinets, Design, Floors, and Paint name.
No.
You have to add that on there.
Yes,
maybe come up with an acronym that
something
sort of covers it all.
Yes.
Well, I would imagine that your customers find that extremely convenient.
Yes.
Because a lot of times when you visit like a tile store, you see people bringing in a cabinet door sample that has the color of your cabinets, and they're looking to match up the and then you same thing, you might bring that cabinet door to a flooring store to pick out your flooring. So in one sitting, a customer can pick out their cabinetry for their kitchen and
That's
their
correct.
Bath. What other parts of the house would you be able to help people with cabinetry?
Well, that's one of the things that people love about us is that they can come to us, and while we can't do everything, such as plumbing or appliances, we can pretty much cover everything else. And quite frankly, a lot of our custom builder clients use us as their selection center because customers can come and select their cabinets, their hardwood flooring, their tile, carpet if necessary, and the options that we offer are pretty much limitless. While my showroom has a specific amount of show space, there's not a whole lot that I can't get. So if a customer comes to me with a specific product, 9 times out of 10 I can get that for them.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. So they're when they visit Strathmore, they're picking out their cabinets, picking out their flooring. What kinds of flooring?
We offer everything from a luxury vinyl plank, which is really popular right now. It's water resistant. It's highly durable for those families who have pets. Mm-hmm. We offer laminate flooring. We also offer numerous amounts of engineered flooring mm-hmm. to get that really specialized look from your hard pine to your hickory to your white oak. And we even offer some European white oak offers that are just amazing. Something that you just, if you're wanting your floor to be the focal point, we have that option for you.
Nice. And what about the paint? How does Strathmore help with that?
So our offices in Atlanta and Nashville currently sell Benjamin Moore paint. And we have been given the go-ahead, and we'll be bringing that to Charleston soon. So it's not quite here yet, but it is coming.
Very good. Well, that's mm-hmm. Top-of-the-line paint.
And yes.
As I've always heard, and I try to suggest to everybody on the radio show, never buy cheap paint. Buy the best paint you can, because that's a small fraction of your total painting mm-hmm. budget. So go with the best possible.
You know, and quite frankly, I believe that in all products. Uh-huh. You know, I think a lot of times you pay for what you get. And while, you know, sometimes, you know, when we get price shopped a lot, and one of the things that I tell people is you're not only buying products, but you're buying warranty services, you're buying quality, you're buying a consistent installation. And that's actually one of the things that we pride ourselves on is the service that we can give our customer and the follow-up that we can give our customer. We have a lot of in-house people specifically assigned to go and check our installations to make sure they pass our own internal quality inspections, which reminds me, we do have a job opening that we're looking to add to our family. And I say family because we are a family-owned business, and everybody that works for us, we truly treat each other as family. We're looking for a flooring warranty and service technician. It's a very specialized position, so it's a little hard to find that person. So mm-hmm. that's why I'm telling you today. It's a salary position that comes with benefits. And what that person would do on a day-to-day basis is possibly meet with a warranty call from one of our big builders, meet with a customer, assess what needs to be addressed, fix it on site if necessary. So that person needs to have some flooring installation background to mm-hmm. be able to do some punch work if necessary, and do our quality checks that we need. Mm-hmm. You know, while I say it's a salary position, if the schedule ends at 2:00, they're done for the day. Mm-hmm. But also there may be days when they need them to work till 6:00. So mm-hmm. it's a very flexible schedule. And we're looking to add to our family, and we're excited about that opportunity.
Who would they call at Strathmore? Would they ask for anyone in particular?
They can call and ask for me, Kelly Mangum. They can ask for Caroline Winters or even Brad Payne.
Gotcha. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, I hope we can help you fill that position.
I would love that.
We have a lot of listeners that are in the industry who listen to Talking About a Home. And, I think people are always open to hear about other opportunities that might be out
yes.
there.
Yes. And, you know, it's one of those things that it's a learning opportunity. You know, if somebody has just a little bit of flooring experience and wants to join a quality company, we're more than willing to train and, you know, and help give them the skills that they need. But we do need some flooring background for sure.
Is Strathmore cabinets design floors and paint in other markets or just here in Charleston?
We are actually proudly in other markets. So our headquarters is in Atlanta. We're about to celebrate our 25 years of serving the Southeast.
Wow.
So we have three locations in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. We have a location in Nashville, Tennessee. We also have one in Charlotte, North Carolina. Raleigh, and here in Charleston.
Okay, so Strathmore's only location in South Carolina is right here in Charleston.
That's correct.
Well, we're very lucky to have you guys. And, you know, you mentioned a couple of really big builders that Strathmore is doing business with. I think that's a pretty big compliment to Strathmore because, you know, they're putting up entire neighborhoods
yes.
of homes, and
yes.
so you have the volume of the number of people that the builder has to keep happy.
Absolutely.
And they rely on Strathmore to make sure that you're making those customers happy.
Absolutely. Actually, our two longest customers that we've had, and I speak to this in Atlanta because obviously we haven't been here as long as Atlanta's mm-hmm. been up and running, are Ashton Woods and John Whelan Homes and Neighborhoods. Mm-hmm. They were some of our first clients and have continued to be partners of ours. And we take, like I said earlier, we take pride in our service and our quality installation and how we can serve our customers. And one of the things that we get feedback from when people decide to partner with us is the lack of service and support that they've had from their other trade partners. So again, you know, it's not only installation that we're providing, but it's the communication and the support that we also have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes sense. And mm-hmm. The fact that you folks have got all the bugs worked out and,
yeah.
and you've got your systems in place,
sure.
what you're doing in Charleston works in Nashville and Atlanta and the other markets that Strathmore is in. So you've got a winning formula, and that bodes well. And I'll bet you, when customers visit Strathmore, they're picking out all of the fun stuff. You know,
right.
no one really wants to get too bogged down with you know, the type of lumber that's being used or the
right.
type of mechanicals going in your home. It's the finishes that people get excited about, the
Absolutely.
Flooring, the cabinetry, the paint.
Yes, our showroom is located right off Clements Ferry Road, and we made a point, we have, again, like I mentioned, we have lots of products in the showroom, but I've made a specific point to not overwhelm with the products that we have in the showroom. Call it visual noise, and when somebody walks in and you have just a bunch of, you know, products crammed in any, you know, open space, it's hard to find what you're looking for. So again, while we have specifically hand selected what's on our floor, if somebody comes in and they can't find just what they're looking for, we can absolutely get it. But there's a reason why the showroom isn't just crammed full, because we don't want to overwhelm our customers. We want
right.
them to be able to come in and see the beautiful things that we'd like to offer them.
It's very easy to get overwhelmed, and It adds to it when you're driving from one showroom to another, and it ends up being like a day-long type project, making those selections versus having them all in one place.
Yep.
Pick out your cabinetry, your floors, your paint, and we didn't get a chance to touch on the design, but I'm assuming that the Strathmore staff is able to assist with it with the design of everything, making sure everything flows seamlessly throughout the
absolutely.
House.
Absolutely.
Well, how can folks get more information about Strathmore cabinets, design, floors, paint, and starting soon, the Benjamin Moore paint that you folks are adding?
So we have our website, which is www.strathmorefloors.com. You can also find us on Facebook, which is Strathmore Charleston. We also have an Instagram page, which is also Strathmore Charleston. I mentioned our showroom. We are located at 2491 Clements Ferry Road. And, of course, you can call us with any questions, and that number is 843-628-8255.
All right, great. Well, we have been talking with Kelly Magnum with Strathmore Cabinets, Design, Floors, and Paints. Thanks so much, Kelly.
Thanks for having me.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and today's radio show is coming to you from Real Deal Countertops, located at 818 Central Avenue in Somerville. And now we're talking with Brian Bogla with Ultimate Gutter Guard by Southern. How you doing, Brian?
Doing great, Tim. Thanks for having us.
Sure. Brian, take a moment and tell everybody about Ultimate Gutter Guard by Southern.
So, of course, our name is Ultimate Gutter Guard by Southern. We're a locally owned and operated home improvement company. We've been in business for 51 years, and we really are family-owned and operated. Mr. Felton, he's the gentleman that started this company over 51 years ago. His niece, Fran, is our office manager. His son, Steven, is one of our general managers. And his other son is also one of our sales representatives in our office. So we are a family company, and we've been in business for a long time.
Mm-hmm. And people might be a little misled by your name, Ultimate Gutter Guard by Southern. You folks sell one of your primary products is rain gutters for your house, but you have a lineup of a lot of other products too.
That's right, Tim. And with us living in the Southeast, our products are for the Southeast environment. Our windows are energy efficient windows that are rated for the climate here with the humidity and the heat that we get and even a little bit of the cold that we get. We do tub tear outs and install walk-in showers. We do walk-in safety tubs. We do your standard bathtubs as well. And then we do siding and patio covers and insulation, Tim. So we do have a variety of products that are made for the climate that we live in.
Gotcha. I see. But let's talk about the Ultimate Gutter Guard by Southern. Describe this product.
Yeah, so it's called K-Guard, and it's our brand product, Ultimate Gutter Guard. It's a two-piece system, and the reason it's two pieces is, one, it's a water management system, so it takes in all the water coming off the roof, but also the top piece is the hood, which keeps all the debris from getting inside of the gutter. So both pieces are made seamless on the back of a truck. They're all custom cut and custom made to each house. We roll out the gutters on site. We install them on site. And then with the warranty, which is a lifetime clog-free warranty, Tim, since we've been around for so long, 51 years, everybody's really comfortable with us honoring our warranty. They know we're not going away. So we'll be around for years to come to service the gutter. But it really is the best product on the market. It's got that lifetime warranty. It's priced really well. And, you know, the reviews from our customers on Facebook and on Google really tell you a lot about what they think about our products and services as well.
Why do people need gutters on their houses?
So water does a ton of damage. I mean, we look at the Grand Canyon. That's, you know, over millions of years of water doing damage to the ground. Think about your home. Your home is usually your most valuable investment. On your home, you either have a foundation that's either made out of a slab or it's on a crawl space. With a crawl space, you have a lot of wood underneath the house. So with water coming off the roof, that moisture creeps into that wood underneath the house. And then we're talking about black mold and wood rot. If you're on a slab, which is just concrete, you're talking about water getting underneath the slab. With the hot and cold weather, you know, it really makes things move underground. And you, if you crack your slab on your foundation, we're talking about calling a foundation repair company. And there's just a lot of damage involved with water if it's not managed properly. So our system's made to manage that water diverted away from your house. It keeps the foundation safe, obviously, but it also keeps, like, the trim around your wood, your windows and your doors from getting rotten as well.
So the big thing is to move the water away from your house. So if it's coming right off of your roof line and then hitting the ground right next to your foundation and your walls, it's going to splatter up and it's going to cause some premature problems for rot and so forth for your house.
That's exactly right. With so much exposed wood that's on the house, Tim, it doesn't take very long for water to start causing problems. So absolutely.
Some people may have had some traditional gutters on their house, and so over time, they start to fill up with debris. Maybe they start to sag. There's leaks in them, and so they're looking to replace those gutters. How does Ultimate Gutter Guard by Southern handle that when you're taking old gutters off, where there might even be some rot behind the gutters on the fascia board and so forth? How do you handle a situation like that?
Yeah, and it does come up a lot more than you think. I mean, you would think with clogged gutters, you know, the water just rolls over the front, hits the ground, and the gutters just hold all the debris that's stuck in them. But really what's going on when your gutters are clogged up, Tim, is, one, there's screws inside of the brackets which hold your gutter to your fascia board. When those screws start getting water inside of them and a bunch of gunk build up in the gutters, they start to pull away from the foundation or from the fascia board of the house. That means water's getting behind the fascia board. It's going to rot your fascia fascia boards, going to rot your soffit vents, and then there's even, you know, the possibility of starting to rot some rafter tails, which is a lot of money to repair. So with clogged and dirty gutters, the best thing to do is get them off the house as quickly as possible to prevent any further damage. When we do take gutters off and we find, like, rotten fascia board, Tim, what we do is we stop what we're doing. We bring the homeowner outside. We do a thorough walk around and show them the areas that, you know, the fascia board is going to need to be replaced, or if this is soffit boards. And we come up with a game plan to get that taken care of, because we can't put our gutter on top of bad wood. We stand behind our warranties. We want to make sure that we do the best quality job for our customers, and we're here in the future to do that for them as well. So we make sure we address any kind of rotten wood issues before we put our gutter on top, because it's got to have a solid place for that gutter to stay for the lifetime of the house.
Is do you charge extra to replace the fascia board?
Yeah, so when we come out, what we do, Tim, is we do a thorough measure and site inspection. And what we do in that inspection, our guys, they get on the ladders, they take a look at the fascia board, they poke around. We have some moisture meters to make sure there's no moisture in the wood. When we find that rotten wood, we address it on the first consultation when we're just out there giving the estimate. But sometimes we do miss it, and we don't know until the gutter comes off. So once the gutter comes off of the house, and we find a significant amount, if we're talking about 5, 10, or 15 feet of fascia board, Tim, we'll take care of that for the customer, no big deal. But if we run into some, you know, major issues, that's when we stop production, talk with the customer, and it might cost a little extra if those issues are found. But we make sure we try to catch it up front, and if we don't, we'll address with the homeowner when we do find that bad wood.
Gotcha. The now, you said that the Ultimate Gutter Guard by Southern, it's a two-piece system. Is the hood that's on top, is it like a screen or something?
No, completely solid. And the hood is not smooth either. It's got these very, very small rivets. You can actually, when you see our sample, you can feel the rivets on the hood. So the hood's rolled out seamlessly on a machine. It's a solid piece. And with the rivets, what it allows is it allows water to adhere to the hood system and roll into the gutter. But because of the rivets, that's what causes all the debris to kind of shake and then fall off the front. Also, the hood system is called a nose-forward system. So the nose of the hood sits a little bit further than the trough. Again, with water adhesion, up to 16 inches of rain, all the water will go into the gutter. But with a nose-forward system, those rivets, all the debris is going to fall off the front and hit the ground.
I got to admit, I don't understand the science behind this. But if you've got a solid solid hood on top of your gutters, why isn't that water just coming off your roof and just splashing on the hood and then, you know, going directly onto the ground? How is it coming into adhering to that hood and then kind of going upside down and into the gutter itself?
Good question, Tim. And myself, I'm not an engineer, and I definitely don't know a lot about physics. But what I do know is with our sample size, which we carry a one-foot section of the gutter with the hood on it and the bracket, we put it in the homeowner's sink, and we turn their sink on the highest amount of water flow that can come out of that sink. And with that gutter sitting inside, the customer can sit there with their own eyes and actually see all that water roll into the gutter with no overshoot whatsoever. And it's so efficient that we guarantee a 16-inch rain per hour before it overshoots the hood. And, Tim, if we get 16 inches of rain in an hour, I think gutters would probably be the least worry on our minds. So, yeah, it takes
inches of rain.
That's significant. Yeah. That's a lot of water. And really the reason it's rated so high is because, you know, homes with a very large surface area on the roof where water really gets a lot of momentum or a very steep pitch, that water's really coming off that roof at a high speed. So it's made to take up to 16 inches of rain just so we want to make sure no water's overshooting, because you're managing the water and you don't want to have to worry about water overflowing the gutter and getting to the foundation.
Right. Yeah, that makes sense. Some people are concerned about how gutters look, the appearance of gutters on their house. Are there different colors? How do you match up with the trim colors and stuff?
Yes. So we've got about 19 different colors that we run our gutters in. The gutters are made from a coil stock that's fed into a seamless machine on our truck. This coil stock, when they make these coil stocks, they actually bake the color, which is an enamel, onto the aluminum. So it's not a painted surface. It's a baked on enamel. And the reason we do that, because it keeps from, you know, cracking, chipping, or bleaching out from the sun, because it's outside all day. And then when the gutter's attached to the house, we sit down with the homeowner, we pick out some different colors to go well with their fascia board or the trim. Traditionally, you're going to look at white gutters, but we offer a variety of colors to match any kind of trim or any preference for the customer. So we've definitely got them covered when it comes to colors. As far as looks, though, Tim, our gutter, bar none, it looks like crown molding on the outside of your home. It's the best-looking gutter system on the market, but the best thing about it is it works the best. So.
How can folks get more information about Ultimate Gutter Guard by Southern?
Yeah, so look at our website. It is gutterscharleston.com. You can also look us up online on Google. We have a great Google rating score. We also have a Facebook page where you can see some testimonials from our customers. Stop by the office. We're right on Rivers Avenue. That's 7110 Rivers Avenue. We're right next door to Trident Tech. And you can come see us at the Walmart in Somerville. We have a mini showroom in that as well.
All right, great. Well, we have been talking with Brian Bogla with Ultimate Gutter Guard by Southern. Come out to see Ultimate Gutter Guard by Southern at the Charleston Home and Design Show coming up January 26th through the 28th at the Gilliard Center in downtown Charleston. Thanks so much, Brian.
Thank you, Tim.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and today's radio show is coming to you from Real Deal Countertops, located at 818 Central Avenue in Somerville. And now we're talking with Livia Sousa with Flooring Factory. How you doing, Livia?
Good. How are you doing?
Good. Livia, take a moment and tell everybody about Flooring Factory.
Yes. Flooring Factory is a family-based company. We've been in business for about 2 months. Our store just opened, but we have been installing flooring for about 15 years.
Gotcha. So the owners of Flooring Factory have been installing flooring for like other retailers, that kind of thing?
Yes, and, yes, and builders around the area.
Gotcha. So you folks are experts at installing flooring, which is very, very important because not all installers are high quality.
Yes,
high quality,
absolutely.
So 15 years you folks have been installing flooring?
Yes, we have.
And now you've decided to become a retailer and offer different types of flooring to the public.
Yes. It was becoming really hard for us to go see our customers, our clients, and not be able to bring to them, you know, and to be able to help them designing their living rooms, mm-hmm. or the areas that they needed floors.
Right, right. So, you know, when it comes to your flooring, that makes, I think, the biggest impact in your entire house, because the flooring is everywhere. You know, it's not just, you know, the kitchen cabinets in the kitchen or the appliances in the kitchen. Your flooring is throughout the entire
house.
Yeah,
it's the majority of it. It's
go ahead.
It's like a big part of your design, of your style. Right. You know, it's a big, big, big part of your home.
Right. What are the different types of flooring that Flooring Factory can offer the homeowners?
We have everything. We have tile floors, ceramic, natural stones. We have engineered floors, engineered hardwood floors. We have solid hardwood floors. The biggest thing right now is the LVT, the luxury vinyl planks, that are waterproof, mm-hmm. scratch resistant. It's good with pets and kids. So it is really a big trend right now, and that market is growing a lot. So we have a huge selection of it, mm-hmm. As well as laminate floors, cork floors, pretty much everything that
you need. Just about
anything
that a customer would want in flooring.
And need.
You can,
yes, carpet.
You can get it. And also carpet. And that's interesting that you mentioned carpet as sort of an afterthought, because everything is sort of moving away from carpeting to hard surfaces throughout,
yes.
the house.
Yes. And the really interesting thing is that sometimes carpet is coming up more expensive than hard surfaces. Mm. Like sometimes a laminate is cheaper than going with carpet. And, I mean, easier to clean, is just the maintenance, it's completely different.
Interesting.
Yes.
Well, what besides the luxury vinyl tile, the plank vinyl that you're talking about, what other kinds of trends, or what are you noticing people wanting as far as their flooring goes?
A lot of the grays, the weathered look, rustic. Mm-hmm. A lot of people are choosing like the rustic with a lot of knots and grains on their flooring, mm-hmm. so it's a big trend.
And the type of flooring that you're describing with the grays and the weathered, what type of flooring is that?
Anything.
Tile?
We have the tile that look like wood. It's the 6x48 planks. We have luxury vinyl that looks like weathered barn wood. So really, in it, you can get that in any type of material you choose.
Does Flooring Factory have a showroom?
Yes, we have. Our showroom is located in Goose Creek, and we also have a mobile showroom where we can bring all of that to you at the comfort of your own home.
What will people experience when they visit the Flooring Factory showroom?
We try to create a family atmosphere. You'll be greeted by Fernanda. She will guide you, show you all kinds of floors we have, and then we'll go from there.
Do you have different vignettes of flooring, or you're looking at samples at the Flooring Factory showroom?
Yes, you're going to look at samples.
Okay.
Bigger samples that just not just one piece of floor, but some bigger samples.
Gotcha. And so talk about the experience they're going to, once they pick out the different types of floor, and sometimes people are looking at choosing several different types of flooring. They might go, where would they be choosing carpeting, for example? What part of the house would they be choosing carpeting?
Usually carpeting, people like it in the bedrooms or in the upstairs area of the home, but mostly downstairs area is always like a hard surface.
Gotcha. And so how would a homeowner, how would you folks at Flooring Factory help a homeowner to make sure that everything is going to, all the different types of flooring that they, because they might choose tile in the kitchen and the bathrooms. They might choose a wood look or a hardwood flooring throughout the living areas, the public areas, and then they might choose carpeting in the bedroom areas. And I know that when it comes to like choosing paint, you want everything to flow. You don't want to just like walk into this one room and go, whoa, I'm kind of shocked by the paint color on the walls here. It's different from the room I was just in.
Yeah, we try to help everybody, you know, understand the difference of the floors and try to help them pick what better suits them. Let's say if it's a household that has a lot of pets and kids, we always try to guide them into what's best. And then after that, after we choose what kind of floors is going to last longer, what kind of floors is going to help you, you know, with your daily household life. And then we'll start talking about colors. At the showroom, we have cabinet doors, which we can compare the cabinets and your paint color into the floor you're choosing. So we do help our customers design, help them kind of piece everything together. But ultimately, it's their choice. It's
What are people with pets and kids ordering as far as their flooring goes?
They usually go with laminate floors because they're more resistant to scratches. And right now, more towards the luxury vinyl tiles.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, how can folks get more information about Flooring Factory?
They can go on our website, which is www.flooringfactorysc.com. They can visit our showroom, which is located at 205 St. James Avenue, Goose Creek, South Carolina, or they can reach us on the phone, which is 843-790-4354.
Okay, great. Well, we have been talking with Livia Sousa with Flooring Factory. Thanks so much, Livia.
Thank you.
Been listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. Talking About a Home is brought to you by the publishers of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and the organizers of the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Charleston Home and Outdoor Living Festival, and the Charleston Fall Home Show. To make contact with any of the companies featured today, visit charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Home to over 200 local home-related companies motivated to work with you. That's charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Tune in next Saturday